And with them was a slim girl who looked about 11. She had sleek, dark brown hair and scully expression on her. Sulky expression on her face. For a moment, Lauren almost thought that Jessica was going to turn around and run back into the classroom. But just when then Mr. Parker stepped forward, "Jessica," he said, "over here." Jessica had no choice but to go over. Lauren followed her. "Hi, girls," Sally said to them. "Have you had a good day?" "Yes, thanks," Lauren said. Jessica just nodded. Lauren looked at Samantha. The older girl was scuffing one of her trainers across. The ground, her brown hair hid her face, and it was impossible to guess what she was thinking. She didn't look at Jessica once. "Well, Mr. Parker," said after a pause, "I guess we should be getting home." "Dad," Jessica said suddenly, "can Lauren come round at this weekend?"
Okay, stop there. So when you're reading bits like this here, what you need to do is really look out for the punctuation, because the punctuation is what you find hard in your writing as well, isn't it? And if you look for it in your reading, it will help you read it properly. So this is, "Well," Mr. Parker said, after a pause, "I guess we should be getting home." "Dad," Jessica said suddenly, "can Lauren come round at the weekend?" Okay, when you read like that, it's quite different to how you read it, because you sort of blended it all into one. Yeah, so you've got to be really careful. So try read this again, look for the commas, and take a pause. Go.
"Well," Mr. Parker said after a pause.
Go back, look for the commas. Wherever there's a comma, you need to pause. So, "Well," Mr. Parker said after a pause. Go on.
"Well," Mr. Parker said after a pause, "I guess we should be getting home." "Dad," Jessica said suddenly, "can Lauren come round at the weekend?"
Fantastic.